around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. The fastest 2 hours in travel is on. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, August 24th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, we are fired up. We are ready to go. It's time to get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. You know, I kind of feel like we were just talking about summer starting, and you think about it. But here we're looking at next weekend with the Labor Day holiday, the unofficial end of summer. I mean, Halloween, 68 days away, Thanksgiving, 97 days away, Christmas, 124 days away.
Well, thank you so much for all that. I mean, really?
Yeah. Nobody loves numbers more than Robert.
No. And now we all know that Thanksgiving's 97 days
97
away.
97, exactly it is.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, gobble, yeah. Gobble.
Now, I feel like after the 4th of July, once we hit the 4th of July, the summer just speeds up, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, I was just saying to Rudy before the show, I think there are like 18 weeks left in the year. I know you and I are going to be on the move. We're gone. And we have some holiday weeks built in as well.
Yeah. But
8 of the 18, we are traveling. It's crazy. So.
Yeah, Rudy, right. He does love his numbers.
I do love things. So, Rudy, you know, we hear you there. How are things in the Twin Cities today?
Everything's fine. It's been a lovely.
Any numbers you want to share with us? You know, anything? anything you could attach
is
to
one
numbers?
Month is 29 days away.
Okay, that's good. By the way, Rudy, that's very quick. I like that. Yeah. On your feet. I like that. All right, well, Bobby, listen, I've got to say this. You know, it feels like fall hit here. It certainly has all week in the New York area. It is going to warm up this week and get humid again. But Mary and I are headed to Nashville and then Huntsville and Birmingham after the show. We're going to find summer there for sure. But it has been a hot week for you down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center.
Yeah, I don't have a specific number, just an adjective. It's hot. Like, it's just not very good here. It's been well over 100 the entire time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's a number.
Here's my number. Yeah, 122, which is what my car dashboard read yesterday.
Yeah, that's not what you want to be seeing. I'm sorry. You know, I know. Again, it's August.
Do you pay attention to the heat index, or do you just look at the temperature?
Heat index, because as somebody that I work with at another spot says, he's like, I don't need to know what the temperature is. Tell me what it feels like. That should be whatever the temperature is.
That's toasty. So it is toasty, but I know where we're headed. It's going to be toasty this week, too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all of our listeners down there, we are looking forward to getting
looking
to that
forward
part
to getting to that area. Yeah.
All right. So on a programming note, you know, I just mentioned Labor Day. Next week's show is going to be an encore presentation as we are going to share with you week one of our Seabourn Expedition cruise in the UK. So you can look forward to that. That occurred back in April. We will all return again live with you on September 7th. And then a few weeks after that, we will leave for Maui in the big Let's Go America tour that is coming. So want to share the new travel polls, Mary, that are up?
Sure. Good idea. So new travel polls are up on our website waiting for you to vote at rmworldtravel.com. The first question, what area of the world do you most consume wine from? And you're going to find many areas of the world to choose from. Second question, what is your favorite type of alcohol to enjoy when traveling? And again, you're going to find many options to choose from.
Now, if we have listeners out there in any dry counties, and there are a few around the country, they're not going to be voting in these polls. I'm sorry. But, for everybody else, please go rmworldtravel.com and vote. All right. So with that said, we could probably get to the Travel News Roundtable. So,
yeah,
meanwhile,
I'm thinking about how many dry counties we have in the U.S.
There's a segment.
Yeah, there's a segment right
Valerie,
there.
Valerie, Deb, Bob,
yeah.
I'm listening. There
Interesting.
You go.
Interesting. All right. So this is sort of a PSA because I think it's just important. I usually do a 60-second. We do 60-second vignettes for our stations, and I didn't do it this year, but I usually do. So yesterday, Friday, August 23rd, was National Cheap Flight Day, and that's basically a date that recognizes the annual trend in a significant drop in airfare. As travel demand, typically dips ahead of shoulder season with kids going back to school and summer ending. So this period is historically an ideal time to, believe it or not, book your next trip for what's left of 2024 before rates begin to increase. And ultimately, they are going to peak, certainly as we get into November. But they start to peak in October, or they start to go up again in October. So It's early, but it's definitely a good period to find better value in your fall and holiday airfare pricing.
Yeah, well, that's true. And listen, we all like, you know, the cheap or inexpensive flights. I've never been a big fan of the word cheap on flights because I don't want cheap maintenance on my flights, but I do like the inexpensive flights. Interesting. And you're right. You on the daily commentaries, you usually do that.
Every year I do that in August, and I didn't this year. I had too many other things I wanted to talk about. So I had to get it out there today for everybody. Yes.
Well,
so look at your flights for the holidays.
Now is the time, Mary says. All
right,
So really, I'm going to just jump in with this, and then we'll get to you. So, you know, by the way, the entrepreneur and capitalist in me, I love when I see the market making corrections, and it speaks loudly to kind of thwart government overreach. So it's been really great to see that what we already knew and we've, you know, discussed repeatedly on the show, the auto industry is retreating from EVs. This week, if you haven't heard, Ford, they killed off a highly touted, they were just talking about this third row electric, you know, vehicle SUV that was coming. General Motors, we've seen, Volkswagen, Mercedes, other automakers have also curbed their EV ambitions. People are not buying them for all the reasons that we've talked about that we won't get into today. But what we are seeing, and again, what we applaud, is there is greater investment going on in hybrid vehicles, which I think we all realize for, you know, that's where we should be right now. They're certainly economical. They certainly are environmentally friendly. They're mixing both technologies, but, you know, the idea of getting in your car and trying to go 300 miles, especially with the winter months.
I think the hybrid's sort of a nice transition towards more EVs,
exactly,
and I just think it personally came a bit early, but anyway.
Anyway, so Rudy, what do you got?
First of all, I agree with you. I just looked this up, Mary. There are about 80 dry counties left in 9 states in the U.S. Arkansas is home to the most dry counties, with over 30, followed by Kentucky.
How many states?
I know, Mary, in Illinois is one of them. I've been there.
80.
So.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah. I see, Rudy, listen, you know what I love? You're doing
that
the producer's job.
Yeah.
I got the computer.
You can do double duty.
Good. The one news item I do want to mention, if you've got London plans in the near future, the border staff at London Heathrow Airport, I guess that's immigration basically, is the staff, as they would say in English, are planning, we would say is planning a 4-day strike from August 31st to September 3rd. That's a long strike.
Yeah,
I guess they'll probably try to get supervisors in, but they're not going to have enough people to make it easy. This involves terminals 2, 3, 4, and 5, which is where you're probably going to, you will fly into from the United States. So keep that in mind if you're going between August 30th and September 3rd. Don't make an appointment right after you land in London.
Well, I would ask, Mary and I are going to be in London as we connect to go to Rome for the Let's Go America tour at the end of October. And I would hope around the 25th and 26th, please no strikes. It would make our lives so much easier. Yeah. By the way, just speaking of the strikes, you know, Air Canada this coming week, they're going to be
striking.
Be aware of about the hotel industry. I mean, if you haven't seen this, 40,000 hotel workers could be striking by the end of this month. I mean, here we are pretty much at it. And we're talking about Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt, Omni properties. I know 7 states for sure are involved, or 7 cities, Baltimore, Boston, Honolulu, Greenwich, Connecticut is one, Providence, Rhode Island, San Francisco, but others that are looking at it, Oakland, San Diego, San Jose, Seattle. And this is talking about housekeepers, you know, servers, front desk workers, all types of folks. It will be the first time in the history that the hotel workers in so many cities have voted to authorize strikes that could hit the industry at the same time. So that could be an issue if you're out there traveling. Be aware of that. Have plan B and C, as we always like to say, in place. All right, up next, the cruise sector of travel will be front and center. Kelly Craighead, CEO of CLIA, is going to be with us. She will join us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. 9 more segments still to come this hour. RJ didn't get here for the open. He will be here coming up for the open road. He's just back from California. That'll be about 20 minutes from now. Get comfortable, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering 2-for-1 fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those 2-for-1 fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplisafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With summer travel coming to an end and fall almost here, it's time to get back into a routine with things you use every day. And a must-have this fall? Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds, especially since they now feature active ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity, and active noise cancellation. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality on them rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you get 20 to 40% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we now move into the B block, the Chief Travel Leader conversation is going to fill our airwaves these next 10 minutes, and Kelly Craighead, CEO of the Cruise Lines International Association, is about to join the program that's sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Because unforeseen world happenings, unknown situations, and more could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, we recommend that you protect your trips at TravelGuard.com/carry.
So get it done before you travel, folks, and have a great trip after that. You know, because packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that could create issues, including, you know, passport or ticket replacement. Maybe you'll need work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations, roadside assistance. It could be translation services, lost or delayed baggage, certainly trip cancellations, interruptions and delays. You'll have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll give you a link.
All right. Today for the Chief Travel Leader conversation, our focus is turning to the cruise sector of travel. And we've invited back a familiar voice who has her pulse on the industry. And that is CLIA CEO Kelly Craighead. And she's waiting to join us. Let's bring her in now.
All right. Let's do just that, Mary. Kelly, always nice to have you aboard. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show yet again.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. This is one of my favorite times of the year.
Well, actually, again,
well,
thank you. Fall is not far away at this point, for sure. So, all right, so last week, Seabourn President Natalia Leahy was on the program with us. She brought up all the innovations and enhancements she's instituted since she became their president, you know, about 18 months ago or so, well, almost 18 months at this point, you know, as well as the growth of expedition cruising for them. So Mary and I spent 2 weeks on a Seabourn expedition cruise back in April as part of our big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom and live remotes. It was our first expedition cruise. We enjoyed the experience. This is a, frankly, it is the fastest growing area in cruise. So as I said to Natalia last week, Kelly, there seems these days to be a cruise for every type of traveler. You have to be seeing the same thing from your role with CLIA.
Absolutely. And there is a cruise for everyone. There is such a wide range of offerings, from very small ships to some of the larger ships that have your entire vacation contained within. And I'll tell you, you and Mary are part of the growing trend. You know, expedition and exploration are the fastest growing cruise itineraries right now. And in fact, the number of passengers sailing on expedition itineraries has increased 71%. From 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. It was truly a wonderful experience, and I look forward to the next one. And, you know, Kelly, Robert and I, we've always liked adventures on our travels. We love land travel and all of that, but cruising has really grown on us over the years. And I think it provides terrific value. You've got everything at your hand there, the activities you can choose from, excursions, entertainment, and it really is just relaxing and a great way to see the world. You took on your role with CLIA back in January of 2019. So in just a few months, it's going to be 6 years this January. What are some things that you either didn't know or appreciate about cruising, Kelly, that you've really come to enjoy, you know, through your role at CLIA?
Oh, that is such a terrific question. You know, for me, I don't think I appreciated fully just how complete a vacation experience cruise is. You know, I love travel. I love tourism as a public policy concept. And what makes cruise so unique, which, again, I think I knew coming into it but didn't deeply appreciate it, is just really the accessibility of it. You know, just the wide range of how every single person at every single price point has an opportunity to pursue happiness, to have a quality experience, and the value that you get when you choose a cruise as your leisure choice. The diversity of the destinations, the efficiency. You know, I have teenagers. I know how important it is for them to really have a smorgasbord of choices. And then as a family, once we see what resonates with them, we go back to it. Now, of course, I'm sandwiched between my parents and my kids. Mm-hmm. And the ability to cruise with multi-generations. It really is just the experience of cruise that I did not appreciate as fully and as deeply as I do now about just how exceptional it is as a vacation choice.
I would agree with everything you said
on all those points. Yeah.
So just mention, you know, next weekend is Labor Day, but really at the start of summer, CLIA put out the State of the Cruise Industry Report for 2024. We've always enjoyed diving into the stats and facts it provides. The growth and expansion of the cruise sector of travel was clear from the report. And except for Asia, large numbers of travelers, they are cruising. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, a stat that stuck out to me, 82% of travelers who have cruised say they will cruise again.
That's a great stat.
I mean, I love that because it really kind of embodies where Mary and I evolved over the years with this, right? Yeah. So you're projecting that in 2025, cruise capacity, and this is in terms of the number of cabins available, will surpass 700,000. Just like we're seeing in the RV, camping, and outdoor sector of travel, the average age of folks cruising is getting younger. So what are some of your takeaways from this year's State of the Cruise Industry report, Kelly?
Well, cruises are a top choice for multi-generational travelers, with a third of families sailing with at least two generations. And I think that's telling because the kind of the group that we typically associate, I guess, boomers, who are spending $157 billion annually on travel, are the wealthiest retiring generation in history, and they love to travel, and they love to bring their families with them, which is why I think you see one of the fastest growing trends is the number of millennials and Gen Zs that are choosing to cruise, and they're choosing to do it because it's a responsible way to travel, it's an experiential way to travel, and it was introduced to them through their grandparent, and as they work with advisors, which many of them are doing, which we recommend, they're finding the product that works for them. And that's why I think you're seeing such a wide range of age groups that are traveling, and why there's such a diversity of ships that are coming out and the number of itineraries that are being offered all over the world.
And Kelly, certainly in the report, Caribbean cruising is most popular, with about 45% of cruises happening there. No surprise there. Natalia with Seabourn last week talked about the popularity of the Mediterranean. That's always a fan favorite. We're going to take show fans there with us for the first time in just under 2 months. I know cruise lines are investing heavily in Australia, particularly the Western lands. And I just reported last week on Seward in Alaska, building a new cruise port. That's certainly going to help Alaska, a very popular destination for cruising. And as you said earlier, and Robert, Asia has not really fully rebounded since the pandemic, and we've got wars in the Middle East tamping down on travel there. But what are some emerging areas or just areas of interest in the cruising world that have your attention?
Well, I think the popularity of river cruising continues to grow. And for ocean cruising, people who start on a river cruise use that as a bridge to ocean cruising. So I think you're seeing interesting itineraries in the river space. So beyond Europe into places, you know, like Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And on the ocean side of things, it really is in this kind of exploration space. And so the new frontiers, places like the Kimberleys, places like the North Atlantic and into Greenland. And where, again, I think cruise is playing, or at least demonstrating where they're leading the way, is around the responsible practices of our member cruise lines to recognize their obligations in these sensitive areas, so that, again, they are working to not only provide the economic benefit, but the social benefit to responsible traveling in those areas. And the Caribbean and the Med are always going to be popular.
Sure.
Alaska is obviously one of the most popular markets. But I think for those that have cruised, and some people are cruising many times a year, they're just going more and more into some of the more uncharted areas.
That's the beauty of it. Yeah. And, you know, and you're right with the river cruising. You know, the river cruising, what we like is, you know, you generally are right in the middle of a city. You can get out, you can walk. You don't have to be on buses and so forth and being shuttled around. And very different type of way to go cruise with a river cruise. So, you know, two other stats that I'm taking a look at here that have us very bullish on the cruise sector of travel. Number one, from your report here, the cruise industry currently represents about 2% of the travel and tourism sector. All right. Now, I want people to think about that around the country. And of all the ships operating in the world, and this is looking at the world's commercial fleet of ships, less than 1% of cruise ships. And anybody who has ever entered a port, they immediately realize that all the global ships that are out there, the cruise ships, are really small. So, Kelly, this really is exciting in many ways because there's so much more growth still to come in cruise, yes?
Absolutely. There is a tremendous opportunity for even more new markets. You know, I think one of the areas that we're seeing some of the greatest growth is in South America. And those itineraries that are, you know, along Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, or, you know, in Chile. And so that is a huge area of growth opportunity that we see.
Yeah, another area there, Kelly. Mm-hmm. We agree with you on that. I'm sorry. You know, whenever we talk to Kelly, this is such an easy conversation for us. It really
it
is.
It ends too
but
quickly.
But unfortunately, yeah. we're coming to the end of the segment already, so we're going to have to leave it there for today, which is just one of the reasons why we'll have to have you back and pick this up with other conversations. So really appreciate your time. Very engaging conversation.
I look forward to it. Thank you both
Enjoy the
so
weekend.
Much.
Thank you, Kelly. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there is Kelly Craighead. Always gives us good information, and it is just so easy to talk to her. So, all right, we are about to break for some important sponsor messages. RJ is going to be here to talk Monterey Car Week and Pebble Beach and the D Block for the open road this hour. Today's Destination Spotlight will feature Virginia Beach, Personal Connection, Museum Gallery are heading hour two, but next is Rudy and the Right Stuff. 80% of the program still awaits you. Keep those radios locked in, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplisafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we've been talking about this terrific product for a while, and if you're still on the fence, let's get you on board. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us run on fumes too often. Exercising and eating right just become other items on our to-do list and sometimes a bit of a grind. But this is such an easy thing to do, which is why we encourage taking Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables with no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you simple, real nutrition. Field of Greens feeds your body with fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. Some of the ways it can help is by delivering steady energy throughout the day, no afternoon crashes, better sleep, even can make your stomach feel better. This is an email we got from Lila. Lilia, I guess, L-E-L-I-A, Lilia, who lives in Ohio, and she writes, "Hey, Robert, Mary, and Rudy, I wanted to share that I started Field of Greens because of you in March, because my doctor had been trying to get me to take cholesterol meds. I chose strawberry lemonade, and it tastes great. This week, I had my first doctor's visit since I've been on the product, and my cholesterol was 230 in March. It's now at 174. My doctor actually said everything you said he would. Keep doing whatever you're doing. You're doing great.
So thanks so much. Forever grateful. Well, thanks, Lilia. Why don't you join us and Lilia and make Field of Greens your go-to for getting the nutrients we all need and improve your health. If you don't love it, just return it for a full refund. You've got nothing to lose. As a show fan, you'll get 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com by using the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. Or as always, there's a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, for our Right Stuff segment today, we've invited author Ash Bardwaj to introduce us to his book titled Why We Travel. He's written on travel for the Times of London, The Telegraph, Condé Nast Traveler, and other publications, and he's a fellow of the Royal Geographical Society. Now, the title of his book, Why We Travel, it's a simple title, but that's not necessarily a simple, there's not necessarily a simple and certainly not a universal answer. So let's go to the show hotline and meet Mr. Bardwaj. Ash, welcome to the show. Reading your book made it clear to me that travel changed what I have a feeling you thought your life would be like as a boy. You grew up near Windsor Castle in England. You described yourself as a slightly overweight, slightly awkward kid. And then your mom offered to pay your way to New Zealand. Tell us briefly what that deal entailed and how it changed your life.
Yeah, thanks. I went to the local state school, what you guys would call a public school, and we never traveled much when I was a kid. We lived in social housing, so the furthest we went was the UK or maybe the Netherlands. And Mum found out that the school was running a rugby tour to Australia, New Zealand, and the Cook Islands, and she offered to take on a second job as a cleaner to pay for my ticket. And all I had to do was to get on the team. Now, if you've ever watched rugby, you recognize that it's quite an intense full-contact sport.
Yes.
Which, if you've never played it before in your life, can be quite a hard thing to figure out. So I basically started to turn up to rugby training and just had to get good enough to get on the team. And that basically just involved throwing myself at people much bigger than me and trying to stop them running through me.
Well, you did it, and you got to New Zealand, and it opened a whole new world to you, didn't it?
Absolutely. And I think for many of the other guys on the team that went on the rugby tour, they just thought of it as a fun new place to see new things, do new activities, and just go on another kind of holiday. But the first thing that really stood out to me was the prominence of New Zealand's indigenous Maori people, the Maori.
Right.
And you see them from rugby. They do the haka for the All Blacks before the game. That's a Maori dance. And as soon as I stepped off the plane, I just saw Maori art, Maori culture, Maori people everywhere. And that was a real contrast to Australia, where I'd come from, where you didn't see many of the indigenous people. And it just made me fascinated about the difference between different places. Why was Australia different to New Zealand? What was the history that had caused this? And that just made me curious about places, about what makes them where they are, and how culture, landscape, and history intersect. And I just wanted to go and see places around the world and understand them for them.
And you did. You got so curious that you started traveling everywhere, and I mean many places. You'll read about him in Ukraine, in India. I'm taking his dad's ashes, by the way, to the Ganges River, and that was 9 years after he passed away, but that's a whole other story. But then you started talking to scientists and philosophers and athletes and reading books about travel to find out why people travel, and you divide your book into chapters called Curiosity, Inspiration, Happiness, Mentorship, Serendipity, Hardship, Service, Empathy, Healing, Wonder, Eroticism, and Hope. That's an interesting last category. But at the bottom line, why do we travel? If you had to tell somebody in 1 minute why we travel.
Well, most of us travel most of the time for happiness. We've all got busy lives. We all have constraints on our money and on our time. And we tend to just go away on holiday as a way to turn off, and the only thing we really have to think about is what cocktail we want to drink and what time we want to eat dinner. But often underneath this, there's a whole host of other things going on. Curiosity, you might want to learn about the place. You might want to have a sense of healing. And often when we go on holiday, there's a bit of psychological healing. For me, I've done some other journeys of more intense psychological healing. Sometimes we go for wonder, see amazing landscapes, amazing art, amazing architecture. And
well, I'm sorry, I want to interrupt you. There's really 1 minute left. You did do a lot of different. You went to do an ayahuasca treatment in the jungle. I presume it was in the jungle, because it usually is. You traveled all over the place. It's a fascinating book. And there are tips for how to travel better and how to travel, well, with more authenticity and how to meet local people. In fact, Ash divides travelers in dependents, folks who take an organized tour and never meet anybody locally. Then there's a whole category down to the folks who really want to get into a town or a city or a place, and he tells you how to do that. Ash, I'm sorry we have such a brief time, but it's a fascinating book. It is called Why We Travel. Our author is Ash Bhardwaj. That's spelled B-H-A-R-D-W-A-J. And you can go to ashbhardwaj.com for more information. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Regis.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, we're going to get off the map for sure this segment. So far this hour, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation and Right Stuff have happened. The Destination Spotlight is coming next. But as we said in our opening A block, RJ is here, at least he's here right now, for today's Open Road. He's just back from nearly 10 days, folks, in California with his car report. But first, we're sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry.
That good old red eye may have something to do with that. All right, so we love hearing from all of you who've bought Raycons and how much you're enjoying them. And with summer travel coming to an end and fall almost here, it's time to get back into a routine with things you use every day. And we suggest including Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds.
That's right, and they now feature active ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity, and they let you pair with two devices at once, and they have active noise cancellation. Plus, the sound quality you get from them rivals some of the big names in premium audio. So give them a try today and save 20 to 40% off and get free shipping, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
That's always a good place to go for a lot of things. You can also send us emails and everything there as well. But all right, so I'm going to set this up. You know, not long after he was last on the show 2 weeks ago, RJ flew out to San Francisco from here in the New York area. He made his way down to the beautiful area that Mary and I enjoy monitoring, Carmel, California. Great area, folks. This is the time of year when car enthusiasts and collectors flock there. All sorts of car events are going on, the famous Pebble Beach, Concours d'Elegance. He also spent the past few days in the Napa, Sonoma area. So, I mean, these are great areas of California at their Speedway for another event. So, certainly, he's been racking up the miles both on the road and in the sky, I would say. So, RJ, we're going to start off this way, I guess. You know, let's start with what you experienced in Monterey, the Italian sports car team you spent some time with. They even brought their own chef and great olive oil.
That's right. So, we spent a little bit of time earlier in the trip with the team from Touring Superleggera. They're an Italian coach builder. They've been around since 1926, and their history goes way back. The company built the body for the Aston Martin DB5, the James Bond car, right? Very historic company, but they're sort of launching a new vehicle line in the U.S., and we got to spend some time with the team before the unveiling. And, you know, it's a group of Italians, so they know how to do hospitality.
You ate well.
That's right. Yes, it was a good time.
I mean, listen, cars and food. How much about California?
Well, that's what's so great about these events. The food is just on par and quality-wise as the cars.
It's as important to them as the cars.
Totally. Yeah. So, and then came the 73rd annual Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. But also, I don't want to leave out, I think, the Quail Motorsports Gathering.
That's exactly right.
Where you had a chance to help debut a special car for the first time here in the United States.
That's right.
So, do share.
So, that was again with the team from Touring Superleggera. It's a new Veloce 12 is the name of the car, and it is essentially a coach built Ferrari 550, so an old 90s Ferrari, but it's a manual transmission V12, a very cool car. And we did the world unveiling for that car, actually pulled the cover off of it and everything at the Quail, which is a pretty large event. Lamborghini unveiled some new models there, and you know, a couple of other brands.
I love
as well.
The photos you're sharing with us. All good stuff on that. We'll have to put some of those on social media, Mary. You know, I mentioned the past few days you've been, you know, in the north in the Napa and Sonoma area, and on your drive up to Sonoma, a special person decided to ride shotgun. I'm going to say with you, share who he was, the impact he's had on the automotive sector of travel, and what you all experienced in that part of the state together at the track.
So it was pretty cool. In my drive up from Monterey to Sonoma, which Sonoma is north of San Francisco, so you got to cross the Golden Gate Bridge to get there, I was with Jared Shelby. Now, no relation to Carroll Shelby, if that name rings any bells, obviously the American icon, but Jared Shelby has his company based in Washington, Tri-Cities area, and they build the world's fastest production car. It's called the SSC Tuatara. It hit a two-way average speed of 282 miles an hour, and it has airbags and Bluetooth radio and cruise control, and you could drive it around like a regular car. And it was kind of cool because we were actually driving up with an SSC Tuatara on that trip, and it was the first time that Mr. Shelby had seen this car from the outside. So it's kind of cool to get his perspective in the car ride crossing the Golden Gate.
So, you know, I was up to Lime Rock to see you not that long ago up in the Connecticut area, and that's a great racetrack. But when you sent some videos of the Sonoma racetrack, not surprised to see a vineyard not too far away. What'd you think of Sonoma?
Really special. You know, this is in the middle of wine country up there, and there's just a large racetrack, basically crested with two mountains on either side. You'd have no idea it's there. And then you pass this little entrance, and you see this huge racetrack, and it's kind of a cool location.
Well, our listeners right now in San Francisco and Sacramento, they know that. So the last couple of weeks, listen, you've been out at the EAA Air Show in Oshkosh. Now you've been in Pebble Beach. You've been up in the Sonoma wine country area. What's your biggest takeaway from all this?
I think, you know, it just goes to show the similarity, I would say, between EAA AirVenture and Monterey Car Week. Those are both two epicenters of just enthusiasts in each respective field, so cars and planes. And you're just spending the whole time with like-minded people in, you know, looking at some really cool cars and really cool
areas. Do you give your thumbs up for both?
Easily. Absolutely.
Okay, so there we go. All right.
I hear a lot of enthusiasm.
Since we don't want Bobby to shut off the mics, today's open road is nearing the end right now. So, RJ, you want to close it out?
Absolutely. I love to. Just like last month, by the way, I like when we do the open road together here. But as the music takes us to break, I'll quickly remind all of you listening, if you have an automotive-related question, feel free to reach out to me at rmworldtravel.com/contact. I'm RJ Carey, signing off for today. This is RM World Travel. The Destination Spotlight on Virginia Beach is up next. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, RJ has just left the studio as he's now off to another car event, actually up near Hartford, Connecticut. It is Destination Spotlight time, as we said before the break, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, packed like a pro, as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Our Travel Pro is packed, ready to go, as we're off to Nashville after the show, as I mentioned earlier. Platinum Elite is what we travel with. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence. It's affordable. It will last. Go enjoy all the savings as a show fan at TravelPro.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're about to feature one of our favorite locations to travel. It's located in the 10th state in our nation. Virginia Beach is in our showcase today, where this show is being heard on AM 790 WNIS Radio. Joining us for the conversation is their CVB director, Nancy Hellman.
Hello, Nancy. Nice to have you here for America's number one travel radio show today.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
We are well. Thanks very much. Appreciate having you aboard with us. So I want to get right into this. You know, the eastern seaboard of the United States, Mary and I say this all the time, it is blessed with some terrific beaches. There are a number of excellent boardwalks that we've enjoyed over the years. Virginia Beach takes a backseat to no one. One of the things we appreciate about your three-mile-plus boardwalk there, it's made of cement, not wood. When those storms eventually make it to the area on the East Coast that we know about, the boardwalk doesn't float out to sea. So I know you've lived in the area a long time. You're raising your kids there. We've got a large number of listeners tuned in your area right now. But for the purpose of this question, I want you to talk to the country and explain to them what a visit to Virginia Beach will give them.
Well, good morning, everyone, and good morning to all the listeners around the country. Greetings from Virginia Beach. And to all of the special vacation dreamers and planners out there, we're looking forward to welcoming you to our destination. So we hope that you pick Virginia Beach, and after some of the things you hear, we hope we're the top of your list. So you're absolutely right. Our Virginia Beach Boardwalk is a really special place. It's 3.5 miles long. It's concrete, which makes it a great place to walk, stroll, your steps from the oceanfront, your steps from your hotel, your steps from some of the best seafood in the entire country. So all of the creature comforts that a vacationer would like to have for adventure and for relaxation are right at your fingertips.
Nancy, as we think about Labor Day weekend coming next weekend, certainly the beach and the boardwalk are top draws for Virginia Beach. And Robert and I were actually married in your state, so we've always had a special place in our hearts for the state, in particular for the Williamsburg, Norfolk, Virginia Beach areas. So a gem that I want to point out is First Landing State Park. And if our listeners don't know, it's where the Jamestown colonists first landed back in 1607. But I think it's a great place to picnic, swim, even camp. Do you ever go there and bring visitors there?
Yeah.
Well, actually, First Landing State Park is a really special place, and we're so fortunate that it's in Virginia Beach, and it's nestled right along the Chesapeake Bay. And in Virginia Beach, we have three distinctive beach locations: the Chesapeake Bay, our main oceanfront, Virginia Beach oceanfront, and Sandbridge Beach. And the Chesapeake Bay is extra special because I think it's a great place for families. The waves are small. The sand is soft. It's a great place to spend an entire day with your family. And like I said, First Landing State Park is really nestled right there. If you're a camper, you're welcome to make reservations and camp right on the beach, right on site. And if you're a hiker or a biker, your day will be the most excellent day exploring the trails.
Yeah, it's a great area to bike, no question. You know, certainly having the naval presence over in Norfolk to your west probably helps this. And I say that because the Military Aviation Museum is absolutely worth a visit. I know there's an admission fee. At this point, I don't recall what it was. But I'd have to say that's got to be a top destination or draw when folks visit Virginia Beach. And you can even go fly in the old Warbirds.
You absolutely can, and it is such a cool place. And if you come to Virginia Beach, I would highly recommend it. It's a great place to stop for the day. You can take a flight. You can watch planes come land. You can explore the museum. It's a really cool thing to do, and it really ties in well to some of our other aviation activities, like our Oceana Air Show that happens each fall. And it's a really, when you come to Virginia Beach, you really get to experience from the air and from the land and from the sea. So we're super lucky.
Nancy, we're going to be focused on fall, believe it or not, soon. And before you know it, we'll be into the winter months. We know you have a lot of festivals and events that go on, including around the holidays. Anything you want to point out for Halloween or maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Yeah, I would say Virginia Beach is really a year-round destination. It really is. Like, sometimes when people think of a beach community, they think you're only open in the summertime, and then you roll up the sand and you close the door and you're closed for business. And that's just not us in Virginia Beach. The fall is a really great time to come to Virginia Beach. We have amazing music festivals. Pharrell Williams, one of our local talent that is obviously a worldwide fame, hosts his Something in the Water Festival in Virginia Beach in October. Halloween's an excellent time to come to Virginia Beach. And if you're an athlete or just a fitness fan, the Wicked 10K is a Halloween-themed run that takes place every Halloween weekend where runners run in costume. And if even if you don't like to run or you're not a runner, coming to watch that is certainly a spectacle.
Oh, fun.
The holiday season is awesome with our holiday lights right on the beach. Cars who can't drive on the beach, the boardwalk all year long get open access to drive on the boardwalk and drive through our holiday activations, our lights. It's
Listen, it's very enticing. All right, we got 10 seconds on this. So give us something first-time travelers coming to Virginia Beach must experience to say they've actually been there. What is it?
Toes in the water, feet in the sand, seafood in your stomach.
Boy,
love it. That's great. All right,
Nancy, that was great.
Really appreciate you joining us and being part of our August 24th show. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels any time of the year. Visit virginiabeach.com. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, guys. Come see us.
We will. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there goes Nancy, Virginia Beach. It is a place that we love. You got to go experience that. When you do, share your comments with us. We always
seafood
like to hear that.
And toes in the sand.
That's a wrap for Hour 1 this week. We'll kick off Hour 2 in about 7 minutes, talking most fun states in America. Is yours there? Well, you're going to find out. Another 60 minutes of the show is going to begin after this top of the hour break. Thanks for listening wherever, however you are today. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.